Well, good evening. Oh, good to see y'all here this evening, and those of us that are online, if you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love me.
And live. Oh. over. Music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, and live. With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, and go in peace and laugh on glory's side. Then fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus loves me, this I know. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransomed be and quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given for me? I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glory-circled throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee, hast thou left aught for me? I left it all for thee, hast thou left aught for me? I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell, of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee, what hast thou borne for me? I've borne it all for thee, what hast thou borne for me? And I have brought to thee down from my home above salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me? I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Do we have any pick-a-hymns this evening? 9 Wednesdays left to sign up for Singspiration. Sign-up sheets in the back. Give you plenty of time to think and get a song. Tis so sweet to... 581. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others this evening? There's something about that name. 83. All right.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Any others? All right. Praise the Lord.
All right. Very good. Well, will the heat wave ever end? No. What? In Montgomery? It's going to be 115 in Montgomery? That's what they're predicted. My soul. Amen. Well, we're going to carry on. Praise the Lord. We've got air conditioning tonight, yes? Amen, amen. All right, well, we've got a couple praises, and then we'll take some praises from the floor. Last Saturday, Nancy and Ronnie Holman, last Saturday, celebrated their 56th wedding anniversary. That's huge, man. They've been married longer than I've been living. 56 years. I've only been living 55, going on 56. Amen. So happy anniversary, Ronnie and Nancy Holman, 56 years of marriage. And then were Fred and Ann here Sunday?
Yes.
Did they talk about their anniversary?
Yes.
All right. They share the same anniversary. Fred and Ann, last Saturday, celebrated their wedding anniversary, same day as Nancy and Ronnie. That's kind of that's kind of neat. Yeah, same anniversary.
You can't join the church unless you're an
anniversary. Yeah, you can't join the church unless you got an anniversary with somebody else. Yeah, that's right. All right, any other praises tonight? I made it back.
You made it back.
I just went to Huntsville and back.
That's not far.
Two days in a row, Saturday and Sunday, burning up the road. Amen. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. Our little almost 10-year-old cat made the trip. I got to tell you about it right quick. I was telling Sissy about it earlier today. We had all the cars loaded up, right, getting ready to head to Huntsville. And Livia didn't want to get on 45 because she couldn't see anything out of her car because she had all the stuff in it. So she goes, let's go the back way. I said, okay, we'll go the back way. So we weren't thinking when we said we'd go the back way. So we started towards the church, took a ride 149 where Miss Sissy lives, and started trucking down the road. When you start going down all them ups and downs and twisties back and forth, that poor cat threw up all... That poor cat got some car sick. She finally ended up pulling off. Well, I don't know what road we were on, but we ended up pulling off. And she got out of the car. She was just waving her hands because it smelled so bad in her car. Car went to went number two and then threw up. And we had to clean the cat carrier. Had to clean that out with bottled water and... Praise the Lord, we found cleaning supplies, and we got that all cleaned up. And I said, well, I'll take her in my truck, because my truck doesn't ride as rough as her little Honda CRV. And that poor cat cried the whole way. Cried the whole way there. I had this little cat perch, little three-level cat perch that we said she could take with her to college. That was in the back. And that poor cat finally got on top of that, so he could. You know, when you're motion sick, you want to be able to see outside, right?
Right.
So the cat's smart. It got up on the perch so it could look out, and it just, bless its heart, it just cried the whole way. But it finally made it. But it would not look at any of us for the rest of the day.
Y'all tortured me.
We tried to talk to that cat, and that cat would just pull its head. Not talking to you. But the cat lived. Praise the Lord. I thought we were going to end up with another cat. Because I thought that one was going to make it. But he made it. What's your praise back there, brother?
All right. From Captain Vince Kimball.
Yeah,
praise. My daughter-in-law and granddaughter was baptized last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Daughter-in-law and who else?
And granddaughter.
Granddaughter mm-hmm. baptized. That's great. Amen. Very good. Last Sunday. Amen, amen. What else? What else? Yes, ma'am. Where's your glasses at?
I have my contacts on today.
Okay.
I'd like to praise the Lord. It's kind of a mixed, the bittersweet, but my two grandsons, my oldest son Taylor's two boys.
Yeah.
He's divorced from his wife, and so she's remarried again. And so her and her husband, they go to Shady Acres and the boys. Her husband's been called to be a missionary to Germany.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Veronica, her parents, she was raised there. They're missionaries there.
Yeah.
And so that means that, the boys, the Lord, I praise the Lord that the Lord worked it out with Taylor. It was his decision. He thought this was right to do, and the boys are going to be going with them.
Oh, wow.
And so it is your sacrifice, and he knows he needs to do this, but just pray, we're going to pray that the Lord will work out the details as far as them coming back to visit. But
yeah, maybe get the summers here or
yes,
something.
Yes, but yeah. I am thankful because I just never know what the Lord's going to do. They grow up around that
yeah.
be missionaries one day. You just
Amen.
Never know. So I am thankful for that.
All right.
And praise the Lord that it's worked out and everybody seems to have peace about the decision.
Right. Amen. Very good. Amen, amen. What else? Other praises?
Praise the Lord. Juana's will be starting here in two or three more weeks. Yeah. Yep. And looks like we might have some prospects for some new kids and hopefully some new helpers.
Yeah.
Some couple people have talked to Miss Lupe about wanting to volunteer. So let's hope that that pans out.
Amen.
And then the kids at the school, praise the Lord, they give me a thank you gift, a little hat that they all signed. It's wonderful.
Well, that's great, man. All right, Awanas. Very good, very good. Any other praises? All right, prayer needs. I've got Miss Vicki Kuhn. She's in the hospital. She was taken by ambulance this afternoon with some kind of breathing episode. And so her kids are down there with her. I don't know if she's they're keeping her or if they've sent her home. This was probably around 5. I was getting the call that they were taking her to the hospital, so she may still be down there. Assuming she's still down there. You know how long it takes to get through the ER. And then Ronnie Vaculik is having a severe AFib episode, so be in prayer for Brother Ronnie with all his other health issues. He's got the AFib really, really bad, so it makes you feel really awful when your heart is not beating as fast as it's supposed to, and then it starts beating too fast, and then it starts skipping, and you just feel awful. So be in prayer for him. Lift Brother Ronnie up. Other prayer needs tonight? Yes, in the back.
From Vince, prayer request, me, upper respiratory crud, coughing and congestion.
All right, upper respiratory. Okay. All right. What else? Yes, ma'am.
If we could have us pray for Robert and Colin for the salvation, surrender, and whatever the Lord needs to do in their hearts. And
yes.
Also, Robert is... if we could pray that the Lord would work out the details. He has a schedule now with his job that is horrific, and it's just not good for him. And so we're praying that they may be willing to give him different hours. That is just the shift. So God would have to work it out for if he needs to be there and stay there for him to have different hours to where he could actually have a life.
Right.
And so if we could pray for that, he's at Harbor Freight. And yeah. So,
45 and what?
And West.
And West Road?
Mm-hmm. Right now, his hours are from 3 in the afternoon till 12 midnight. But when he gets home, he can't even get to sleep till 4 in the morning.
And oh. It's just
because he can't wind down. It's just hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a hard shift to work for sure, man. That evening shift like that, it's awful. All right. What else? So the prayer needs. Anybody else? Prayer needs? Yes, sir, Brother John. Okay, John Davlin, having some issues. Pray for his health. All right.
Of course, all our shut-ins.
Right. Did talk to Mrs. Cora today. She seems to be doing well. It's always good to talk to her each and every month. Shut-ins. What else? Anything else? Kelsey and Chrissy Stanball. Did our lady from League City, was she here? Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Amen. Kelsey and Chrissy Stanball, make it. Make it Sunday. Oh, hey, brother, will you bump that air up a little bit? If I'm cold, I know people are just freezing. Freezing. This one over here on the, yeah, that one, just bump it up a little bit.
Feels good to me.
Well, have you been in the heat all day? There you go. Amen. Maybe you thaw out a little bit. All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Amen.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for our salvation tonight. We thank you for that love. Lord, we're always thankful for that blood that cleanses us and covers us. And Lord, takes away that sin penalty. Praise you and thank you tonight that we can have a home for all eternity with you, Lord. And we know that doesn't start there. That we got that right here, right now with this personal relationship. So we're thankful for that, Lord. We're thankful for how you use us. We're thankful for how you speak to us and you care for us. And so, Lord, we're just blessed to be a part of what you're doing. And, Lord, we're just thankful that you care so much and love us so much. So we think about these praises tonight, Lord. We lift up these anniversaries, Nancy and Ronnie, Lord, 56 years. And we don't know exactly how long Fred and Ann have been married, Lord, but we're thankful for both of these marriages. And Lord, we pray that their anniversaries were a blessed time, just a good time of celebration for them. Lord, we're thankful for Vince's his daughter-in-law and his granddaughter being baptized. Lord, we know what that represents. That represents salvation, and we're thankful that salvation has come to both of these individuals, and that they followed you, Lord, in believers' baptism. So we just give you praise and glory for that tonight. And then, Lord, we lift up this situation with Taylor. And his two boys going off to Germany to live with their stepdad and their mom. And, Lord, we know this is a huge sacrifice, and we know that Taylor's making a big sacrifice for this to happen. And so, Lord, we pray that you would honor that sacrifice and that, Lord, when he is with his boys, you would just multiply that time and, Lord, just help them all get through this time of transition, of moving out of the country, being called to a foreign mission field and everything that goes with that. We just pray you be with Taylor as he goes through that situation with them. Lord, we give you praise for Awanas, and we thank you that that's getting ready to kick back off. And we're thankful that we got some new kids that are potentially coming, and, Lord, some new workers. And so we give you the praise and glory for that. Lord, we're thankful that we've started a new school year here next door, and we just pray your hedge of protection around our school. Pray for our teachers, Lord. Watch over them. Just help them as they go through this first week, and always a week of transition and getting in the routine. And so, Lord, we just pray you help the kids get the routine and understand what's expected. And Lord, we pray for a good, smooth start to the school year. We praise you and thank you for it. So think about these prayer requests tonight, Lord. We lift up Miss Vicky to you in the hospital. We pray that you touch her body. You bring healing to her lungs. Whatever this breathing episode or thing she's got going, whatever it is, we pray that you would just help her with that. Be with the physicians down there in the emergency room, and we just pray they take good care of her and give them wisdom and discernment on how best to treat her. We lift up Brother Ronnie Vaculik to you tonight. We pray for all his health issues, but Lord, specifically, we pray for this atrial fibrillation that he's dealing with right now. And Lord, we pray that you would calm that down and that you would bring that heart into a normal rhythm. And Lord, we pray that the skipping of the beats would be minimal. And Lord, we pray that as he gets ready to go to this doctor's appointment on Friday, that they would give him a solution and give him a treatment plan. And Lord, get him back where he wants to be, feeling halfway better than what he's feeling now. So we lift Ronnie up to you tonight. We pray for Vince, and we're praying for his lung infection, congestion, what he's dealing with, this upper respiratory thing he's got going. Pray you bring healing to his body. We lift up Robert and Colin. We're praying for their salvation, Lord, and we're praying that you'd help them surrender. And Lord, we pray that you would just help them bend the knee, confess the tongue, that Jesus is their personal Lord and Savior, Father God. We're praying for that. And we know you want to save them, Lord. And we know they need to be saved. And so, Lord, we just joining together praying that that would happen in their lives. And then, Lord, we're praying for Robert specifically, that his shift at his current employer, that would be able to be tweaked, changed, adjusted, somehow get him on a better schedule for what he's dealing with and for his life and for having some quality of life, Lord. So we lift that up to you as well tonight. We lift up John Davlin to you. We're praying for his health, Lord. We heard he's not doing well. And so, Lord, we pray you touch his body, bring healing to him where he's struggling. We lift up Ronnie Holman, Lord, as we mentioned his anniversary. We're praying for his cancer. We're praying for what's got going on with his legs. And so, Lord, we pray you might just help the fluid come off of those legs and be with that physician as they treat for that. And, Lord, we pray you might get him past this this cancer that he's struggling with and dealing with. Pray for total healing in that area of his life. And then, Lord, as we think about our shut-ins, we're thankful for them tonight, Lord. We're thankful that they watch online. Many of them do. And many of them pray for us and support the church in different ways. And so, Lord, we're thankful for them. We pray you keep them encouraged, Lord. Keep them safe. Watch over them. Be with them. And then, Lord, we lift up this standby group to you, Kelsey and Chrissy and their families. We pray that you'd make a way for them to be here this Sunday. And, Lord, just draw them back to yourself. Draw them back to your church. And, Lord, we pray that their kids might have the opportunity to be raised in church. And we're praying for salvations there. We're praying for just a great harvest of souls as you draw people to us and send visitors our way. Thank you for the visitors that you've sent thus far. We continue to pray for visitors, Lord, and we pray that some of them would stick and find this to be a good church home for themselves. We pray you call here, Lord, who you want here, whatever that may look like, whatever they may be, however old they may be, whatever color they may be, Lord, wherever they work. We're really not particular, Lord. We just want to reach people for the glory of Christ. So, Lord, we ask and you send us some, and we want to partner with them. We want to get the Word of God out. We want to get the gospel out. So, Lord, we're thankful what you're doing, thankful that we can be a part of it. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen, amen. All right. Well, let's take our Bibles. We're in this thing. Oh, bless her heart. Anxiety. Well, that'll do it. That'll do it. My mother's recovering from this heart attack, and they think she just got worked up from pain and anxiety. No blockages in her heart. And you can actually legit have a heart attack with no blockages in your arteries. Didn't know that was possible, but that's a thing. So anxiety is debilitating, is it not? Amen. So y'all be in prayer for Miss Vicky. She gets that under control. All right. We've been in Leviticus chapter 19, but it's a good update. Miss Vicky's at least getting to come home from the hospital. We got us a Leviticus 19 thing we've started, and we said we would come back and do us a review. It's been over a week since we've looked at the chapter, and so Those of you that were with us, or maybe you want to type in online watching with us, what in the world is Leviticus 19 chapter? What is that thing about? What's Leviticus? Anybody remember? Right? Ceremonial laws, okay. I'll take a little bit of that. A little bit of that go a long way. Ceremonial law. Anybody else got anything they want to add? Leviticus 19, what's it about? What's it about? Remember, we read about half of the chapter. We're not going to read any of it tonight. We're just going to review. And let's see here, Sunday night, we'll read some more of it. Hey, I'm the Lord your God a lot. Amen. All right. Well, let's try to flesh some of this stuff out. Leviticus chapter 19, we said, provides us with an exposition on the practice of what? Practice of what? The practice of holiness. Everybody say holiness. Amen. The practice of holiness. The holiness of God is thus revealed in relationship to the redemption of what? The redemption of who? The redemption of Israel. And how were they redeemed? They were redeemed out of Egypt. That's right. Amen. So they were brought out of that death, that dying, that idolatry. God redeemed them out of there. Consequently, we said, it's not until after the Exodus that God calls upon His people to live holy lives. We talked about the Mosaic Covenant. The Mosaic Covenant is established so that Israel would be a holy nation per Exodus chapter 19, verse 6. Now, we know studying the Old Testament that they struggled with this holiness, yes? Yeah. They struggle with it. And we struggle with holiness, do we not? Yeah. Amen. So, while there are hints at how holiness is to be practiced by the people of God, earlier in the first five books of the Old Testament, known as the Pentateuch, it is in the 19th chapter, why this chapter is so pivotal, why it's so important, it is because in the 19th chapter of the book of Leviticus, holiness is defined in great detail. It's a chapter about holiness. All right, now, as we looked at this over a week ago, is Leviticus 19, would you say, what you think, is Leviticus 19 a crucial chapter for Christians? New Testament. Yes, it is. Well, preacher, why is it a crucial chapter for Christians? Well, it's a crucial chapter, it was, for the ancient Israelites, but it's part of God's Word. We've got to take it for that. And so it is also a crucial chapter for Christians for many good reasons. First of all, it's important because of the distorted perceptions of holiness. Now, there are some crazy thoughts on holiness today. I mean, they just are. Holiness is a term which is used more than it is understood. And it really spooks me, scares me, makes me want to run in an opposite direction. Whenever I rub shoulders with the seeker-sensitive group, you know, the smoke rolling off the stage, the skinny jean-wearing preacher with the bald head, and the praise group is singing about holiness, and my thought is, do they know what they're singing about, right? Because it's a term used, it's a good religious word, but it's a term used more than it is understood. And it's one thing for holiness not to be understood, but it's even worse that it is misunderstood. And there are many misconceptions in Christian circles as to what holiness really is. Secondly, it's an important, powerful, pivotal chapter for New Testament Christians. Secondly, Leviticus 19 is vitally important because of the desperate need for the practice of holiness. In the Old Testament, believers, the Old Testament Jew, the Old Testament Israelites struggle with holiness. Well, I'll tell you what, we in the New Testament church, we struggle with practicing this holiness. Yes, yes? That's right. As badly as holiness is misunderstood by Christians, it is practiced even more pathetically. Now, holy living is something which is not characteristic of the last days. You believe we're in the last days? I think we are, right? It surely is not characteristic of Christianity in our own day, right? And we believe this to be the last days. Now, this is an important chapter, thirdly, because many sincere Christians have gone astray seeking an unholy holiness. Well, how in the world do they do that? They do that twisting off and going into these many cults that are out there to go into. Many Christians have been sidetracked into the cults and have pursued a false conception of holiness. And think about it. People generally do not join a cult in order to forsake holiness. They're trying to attain it. And so, fourthly, as we think about how important holiness is for us as New Testament Christians, Leviticus 19 is important to us because of the prominence of its teaching in the New Testament. You don't go to the New Testament and then have to look real hard to find where holiness is being taught on. It's right there in front of you in the Gospels. Jesus teaches on holiness. The apostles teach on holiness. We talked about some of the passages. We said both our Lord in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, Matthew 19, 19, Matthew 22, 39, Mark chapter 12, 31, Mark 12, 33, Luke 10, 27. So there you are, three gospels out of the four. And then the apostles, we rattle off some verses for you. Romans 13, 9, Galatians 5, 14. We're talking about Paul here. Then we get to James in James 2, 8. Then we get to Peter in 1 Peter 1, 16. These four guys, they do what? They make a great deal of the two great commandments which are given here. And we find it in Leviticus chapter 19, these two great commandments. Verses 2 and verse 18. Well, what are they, preacher? You shall be holy. For I, the Lord your God, am what? Holy, right? And then Leviticus 19:2 says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, right? Yeah. So what did we say? What did we say? We said over a week ago, we said we must approach this chapter with these things in mind, these reasons in mind, why it's important for us. We must approach it with these in mind because there are several factors which might incline us to hastily conclude that this chapter is irrelevant to 21st century Christians, right? It's the 21st century, is it not? Yes, it is. Amen. Right. In the first place, there are some commands given here which are difficult to understand. We will come to those and try to deal with them. Secondly, there are some commands which are clearly inapplicable, can't apply it to us, to New Testament saints. But we're still going to cover them, just to cover them, because it's God's Word. Amen? We talked about how the chapter has a clear structure. Remember that? Which is indicated by the recurring phrase, and Jeremiah said it, he was tipped off, he remembered, right? The recurring phrase is, I am the Lord. That's right, right? I am the Lord. How does the chapter go? Just real quick, just take you through it. You got verses 1 and 2, that's the introduction to the chapter. Then you begin some religious duties that begin at the second half of verse 2 and go all the way through verse 10. Religious duties, talking about being holy, talking about honoring parents and Sabbath. Amen? Well, wouldn't it be great kids honor their parents? Honor parents and Sabbath. No idolatry, verse 4. And then verses 5 through 10 deals with sacrifices and food. Then you get to verses 11 through 18, and that talks about that good neighborliness, right? We're going to love our neighbor as ourself. Good neighborliness. We're going to be honest, verses 11 and 12. Not going to exploit our neighbor, verses 13 and 14. Going to be justice. Have justice in the court. You saw this young man who was tried for the third time for murdering his parents. They finally convicted him. Justice in the courts, right? Verse 15 and 16. Verse 17 and 18. Love your neighbor. And then verses 19 through 37 deals with some miscellaneous things. No mixed breeding, no pagan practices, no sacred prostitution, no necromancy. Don't be talking to the dead, right? Got that show going on. What's that show called? Is it called Ghosts? It's on CBS. I see the previews for it. Well, that's necromancy right there, man. They just talking. They're not really dead, but they're playing like they're dead, right? No necromancy. Respect the old. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if people respected the old. Amen? Love the alien. Fair trading. Verse 35, 36, love the alien. 33, 34, respect the old. Verse 32, no necromancy. Verse 31. And then we got some closing exhortations in verse 37. That's the breakdown. That's kind of how the chapter's lined out. We said our approach to this chapter, Our approach to this chapter will be to briefly overview the entire chapter, noting the characteristics of the commands contained here. We're going to try to do that as we go forward. Then we will concentrate on the two primary commands of the chapter, which are both reiterated and reinforced in the New Testament, and that's to love your Lord your God with all your heart, amen? And love your neighbor as your what? Yeah, right. And finally, we will consider some of the distortions and abuses of holiness in ancient Israel. We'll consider some of the distortions and abuses of holiness in the New Testament times, and we will look at some distortions and some abuses of holiness even in subsequent church history. That's kind of where we're heading. So as we think about an overview of the commandments moving forward here tonight, an overview of the commandments, what commandments are we talking about? The Ten. Amen. As we think about an overview of the characteristics of the commandments, first, the chapter contains commands which are old and those which are new. We see the Ten Commandments kind of in here, which have been previously laid out by God, and they're reiterated again in chapter 19. In verses 3 and 4, for example, the commandment to honor mother and father, that's part of it, Ten Commandments. To keep the Sabbath, that's part of the Ten Commandments. Keep from idols, or repetition of some of the Ten Commandments. In verses 5 and 8 of Leviticus 19, let's look at verses 5 and 8. It says, now when you offer sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, you shall offer it so that you may be accepted, right? It shall be eaten the same day you offer it and the next day, but what remains until the third day shall be burned with the fire. Right? So if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an offense. It will not be accepted. Everyone who eats it will bear his iniquity, for he has what? Profaned the holy thing of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. Now, we've covered that. That's we saw that earlier on in the book of Leviticus, but it's reiterated here, right? We have a repetition of ceremonial law pertaining to the peace offering as prescribed earlier in the book of Leviticus. There's also new revelation pertaining to not harvesting the corners of the fields, verses 9 through 11. Let's look at that. Now when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest, nor shall you glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the what? For the needy and for the stranger. I am the Lord your God, right? Verse 11, you shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. Now, this is appropriate here, chapter 19. It's appropriate here because the Israelites are now looking forward to entrance into the what? The promised land, right? They're getting ready to go. And so the principle of progressive revelation can thus be seen to be at work in Leviticus 19. God's been holding back. He's been waiting until they're ready. Now they're ready, and now God's going to give them the rest of the revelation He wants them to have. Amen? Previous commands are repeated, but often in a way that gives a deeper insight into their application. New commands are also given in the light of changing circumstances. All right? So we're talking about an overview of the characteristics of the commandments that we find in chapter 19. Firstly, the chapter contains commands which are old and those which are new. Secondly, the chapter contains commands which vary in their relevance and application to New Testament saints. What do you mean? Well, some of the commandments contained in the chapter appear to have no relevance to the contemporary Christian at all. For example, we do not have slavery any longer. So the commandment pertaining to the punishment of a man who sleeps with a slave girl seems not to apply to contemporary American Christians, right? So too with the command prohibiting the eating of the fruit of trees, which the Israelite plants until the fifth year. You don't get to eat the fruit until it's fruited the fifth year. That's verses 23 through 25. Let's look at it right quick. When you enter the land and plant all kinds of trees, verse 23, for food, then you shall count their fruit as forbidden. 3 years it shall be forbidden to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy and an offering of praise to the Lord. So you got to give it. You got to give it as an offering. In the fifth year, you are to eat of its fruit that its yield may increase for you. I am the Lord your God. See there, right? Amen. And the prohibition of mixing cattle, crops, or kinds of material, they don't seem to apply to us either. On the other hand, there's always another hand on this deal. On the other hand, there are many commandments contained in chapter 19 which directly apply to the contemporary Christian. The commands to reverence mother and father. Amen. To avoid idols. Let's look at it. Reverence. Let's just see that verse. Every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Amen, amen. Right? Avoid idols. Do not turn to idols. Verse 4, 19. Do not turn to idols or make for yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. So the commands to reverence mother and father. Verse 3, to avoid idols. Verse 4. And not to steal or deal falsely or lie. That's verse 11. You shall not steal nor deal falsely nor lie to one another. Right. Still with me? Finally, there are commands which may not directly apply, but the principle can be applied in a slightly different practice that is prescribed. In other words, while we do not farm, I don't farm. Some of you may have a small farm at your house, but I don't have any room for that at mine. I guess you farm a little bit, right? Micro farm. While we do not farm, except for some of us, and thus the command not to harvest the corners of the field does not apply directly, there is the underlying principle of showing compassion for the poor. Showing compassion for the poor and of making provision for their needs. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. Right? Help the hungry, because one day you might be hungry. Yeah. Keeping just weights and balances does not directly apply, but we should apply the principle of a fair price for a fair product. Thus, we should not attempt to sell a car or a product for more than it is worth. Now, observing that the commands of chapter 19 have different levels of applicability to the contemporary Christian is of great benefit to the student of the Old Testament, that's me and you, as we study the Scriptures, for it suggests a vitally important principle of interpretation. Whenever we talk about interpretation, we're talking about hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is the study of how we interpret the Bible. So, suggests a vitally important principle of interpreting when dealing with Old Testament. Well, what's the principle? When interpreting the Old Testament, does the New Testament accept the principle, reject the principle, or revise the teaching of the Old Testament text? That's a valid question. We'll deal with that as we go through some of this. In Leviticus chapter 19, we find commands which fit into each of these categories. New Testament accepts it. Or we'll see some that the New Testament rejects. Or we'll see some that the New Testament even revises. Some are carried directly over into the New Testament. Others are modified in practice, but based upon the same principle. And others seem to be totally a moot point, unnecessary. It is by a careful comparison of the Old Testament text to the teaching of the New Testament that these decisions will be able to be reached. And so what will we be when we come through this little study here on chapter 19? Well, I'm hoping we're going to be more like Jesus. Amen? I'm hoping we're going to be more holy than we were when we began. Right? So it's taking the commands. It's running them through the filter of the New Testament. And what comes out on the other side? We're going to drink it. Amen? It's going to be good for the soul. It's going to be washing. It's wash us. The Word will wash. And we'll come out on the other side a clean, bright, white church. Amen? All right, all right. We'll close it out here, and we'll pick it up again Sunday evening. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to gather, sing these songs to you, pray these prayers to you, Lord. Think about the challenges that other people are facing, the lostness that other people are facing, the big decisions that other people are struggling with. Lord, we're able to lift some of that up and pray for wisdom and guidance and discernment. Pray for salvation for some. Lord, we're thankful we're able to pray that tonight, be a part of that. Thankful for the word tonight, Lord, and we pray you just engraft it into us. Dive it deep down into our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you'd bring it back to remembrance and recall as we get back together on a Sunday evening and seek to bring more of this to light and more of it to application to our hearts. Thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Thank you for how you love us. Give us safety as we depart this place tonight. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, all right, you folks are dismissed. Online, folks, good to see you. We'll see you next time.